Granny Zabner, I believe that's our ring.
I had no good alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's plan of examining an old silver mine in the hills to determine if an undiscovered vein of silver ran under their property ended in a near tragedy. Shortly after entering the mine shaft, they accidentally knocked a prop down, causing the entrance to cave in. As we look in on the old fellows now, we find them trapped in the mine, wearily trying to dig their way out. Listen.
It ain't no use, Abner. We're just wasting our time digging here.
Yeah, wasting our strength, too. Doggone, I'm tired, Long.
Yeah, me too. I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Yeah, we ain't getting no place this way, I can see that. Of course, on the other hand, we can't just sit here and not do nothing. I want to get out of this place, Long.
Well, I want out too, Abner, but she's caving in just as fast as we dig. I'm afraid we'll keep loosening that dirt there till the whole thing caves in on us.
You mean this room where we're at here?
Why, sure. It's liable to.
Oh, my.
Reckon how long we've been in here?
I don't know. Seems like a couple of weeks to me.
Well, I know it ain't been that long. Wish I'd have thought to have brung a calendar along.
Wish I'd have thought not to come down here in the first place. I don't care if it's a vein of silver and gold or diamonds, sapphires, everything else running from this mine shaft over onto our property. I'd wish I weren't here.
Well, right now, I don't care much neither. Just a piece of fried chicken would look way yonder better to me than the biggest hunk of silver in the whole world.
You say fried chicken?
Yeah. This is what a feller gets for trying to get rich quick, trying to make himself a lot of money. We ought to have been satisfied with what we had. We was just getting along all right in the store there. We was happy. Never had much, but actually we had all we needed. What's wrong with us anyway? Why don't we use this little old brain of ours? Do we always have to be out trying to get more money? Why can't we know when we're well off? Why can't we, Abner?
Oh, fried chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken. Abner, stop talking about that.
Well, I'm hungry, Lum. Let's open up that last can of sardines.
No, I told you we ain't going to do that. We got to save them sardines.
Well, we got some crackers. Let's eat them then.
Well, we got to save the crackers, too. We don't know how long we're going to be down here. We've got to make what few victuals we got last as long as we can.
If we don't eat pretty soon, why, the victuals is going to last longer than we do. I'd hate for folks to find me laying here starved to death with a whole can of sardines right next to me. Folks would think I was touched in the head.
Well, by that time, you won't care what folks think about you.
Long, now, don't say that now.
I'm sorrowful, Abner. That was the wrong thing to say. What we've got to do is try to keep up each other's morales, be cheerful and all that.
I know what keep my morales up better than anything right now, and that's a couple of them little old sardines.
No, now, you can't have them now.
Just one sardine, son.
No.
Just a half. Just one little bitty fin off of one.
No, I'm sorry, Abner. It ain't time to eat yet.
Well, how do you know what time it is? It's so dark in here, you can't see your watch, and you ain't got no matches left.
I know it, but I'm just going by my instincts.
Well, that's what I'm going by, too. Mine tells me it's time to eat, right this minute.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Just hold off a little longer till you just can't stand it no more, and then we'll each have a fourth of a sardine and a half a cracker.
Lum, I come to that point about 2 hours ago. Doggone, I'd give everything I got for a big plate of fried pork chops right now.
Abner, just quit concentrating on food. Stop talking about it. That's your whole trouble right there.
I'll say it's my whole trouble.
If you just try to forget about it now, you can have anything in the world you want to eat when we get out of here.
Yeah, that's just it. When are we going to get out, though?
Well, I don't know exactly. Somebody will find us eventual, I hope. Surely.
Well, I don't know how. Nobody knows where we're at.
Yeah, but folks are going to see the stores close and get to missing us and start looking for us, I hope.
Well, supposing they do start looking for us, they don't know where we're at, Lum.
Well, they might could trail us.
Trail us?
Yeah.
I doubt it, the way you circle back and forth over them mountains coming up here. Besides, they don't even know that we're in the mountains. You've had us keep it such a great big secret where we's going.
Yeah, I know I did.
Wouldn't even let me tell my own woman, Elizabeth, where I was going.
Yeah, I can see I was wrong now. It's all my fault.
No, no.
I reckon a feller ought to always confide in his woman and trust her and all that.
Tell her where he's going. I'll always do that from here out.
It's funny how much clearer you can see things down in a dark hole in the ground than you can out in the daylight.
Well, I believe if I was having my druthers, I'd rather be out in the daylight and be mixed up on them other things. Mom, you sure enough think anybody will ever find us in here?
Well, sure they will, I think. Long as we're missing, folks are bound to start worrying about us. Elizabeth will be worried.
Yeah, bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
Dick Huddleston, Squire Skimp, Grandpappy Spears. I know Grandpap will be worried about us. Something wonderful.
Yeah, Grandpap will. Reckon what old Grandpap's doing right now. I wonder if he's getting up a searching party to look for us.
Yeah, morning, Squire. Mind if I come in? Are you busy?
Well, good morning, Grandpap. No, come right in. Come right in. Have a chair there. Got a little desk work I was just finishing up here.
Hey, all right, I'll just sit here.
Be through in just a minute. Just finishing up a short note to my good friend Morgenthau.
Yeah, I don't believe I know him. Cherry Hill boy, is he?
No, he's in Washington, Grandpap.
Oh.
Some of his helpers seem to be a little confused about a certain matter, my income tax.
Mixed up, everything.
Yeah, well, that ought to do it. A couple rubber stamps now on here, and we're all set.
You always put them things on, don't you,
sir? Oh, yes. It makes it legal, Grandpap. What brings you to the office this fine morning?
Oh, nothing much. I just dropped by the Jot 'em Down store and noticed it still ain't open.
Not open?
No, sir.
Why, it must be at least 10 o'clock. Abner's always down there promptly at 7, sweeping out.
Yeah, him or Lum, neither one's there now.
Well, did they go out of town or something?
Well, that's what I come by to ask you. Thought maybe you knowed.
No.
They never mentioned nothing to me about going no first.
Well, I don't know anything about it either, Grandpap. More than likely, they just slipped away on a little trip or something. Or perhaps they overslept.
Yeah, they ought to pay better attention to that store there. They got a good business there, them fellers, but every time something else comes up, they close up and leave out.
Yes, they're not the businessmen that they should be, Grandpap. I've long known that. Say, Grandpap, I was looking over the buildings on your place the other day, and I was just wondering if you had them covered with sufficient fire insurance.
Well, we don't have many fires out there, Squire.
Well, no, but you never can tell, you know. Excuse me a minute, Grandpap. I believe that's my ring.
Yeah, go ahead and get it. I've got to be going pretty soon. New Police Gazette's due down to barbershop today.
Hello, Filbert and Skimp Casualty, also Real Estate and Small Investment. Squire Skimp speaking. Well, how are you this fine and lovely morning, my dear Mrs. Peabody?
Ask her whereabouts Abner's at, Squire.
What's that? Well, where is he? If he said he was going someplace with Lum, why, that's undoubtedly where he is, then. Yes, I know that the store's still closed. Grandpappy Spears just told me. Yes, well, that is strange. Well, naturally, I don't blame you for being worried, no.
Hey, what's happened, Squire?
Just a minute, Grandpap. Oh. What was that, Miss Peabody? Oh, no, now, I don't think anything like that has happened. Well, I'll tell you now, you let me look into this matter, and I'll call you back as soon as I find out anything. Well, now, don't you worry, Miss Peabody. I'm sure that it's nothing serious. Well, they'll undoubtedly show up sometime this morning. Well, just don't worry now, and I'll do everything that I can to find
them. Mom, if you'll just give me one little tiny sardine, I won't ask for nothing else for the rest of the day, or night, or whatever it is.
No, Abner, now we've got something more important than sardines to worry about. We got to figure out how to get out of here. We got to study up some way to let the searching party know where we're at.
Well, I don't know how we can do that, Lum.
They've got a searching party.
It won't do no good to holler or something like that. They could be standing right practical on top of us, and they'd never hear us through all that dirt.
No, they must be some other way.
Could shoot off a canyon if we had one. Of course, ain't got it. No, Gizlama, we're just goners. I just feel it in my bones.
Now,
we ain't
just
got a
cash up that kind of talk at me.
We ain't.
We got to keep up our courage. It's just as hard on me as it is on you. Even harder. It's my fault we ever come down here and... Wait a minute. Look yonder, Abner.
Where? Huh?
Sort of back of you there.
Huh?
Looks like a pair of eyes.
Oh, yeah, I see them. They're over there by that little tunnel that goes on back in the mine there. Dog, as I bound you, that's my dog, Lum. He's found his way down here. Come here, Blue. Here, Blue. Come here, boy.
Grannies, if that's old Blue, there must be another way to get in the mine. Another opening. We're saved,
yeah,
Abner,
yeah,
because Blue never come in here with us.
No, he never.
Good for old Blue.
Yeah, come on, Blue. Come here. Don't you know me? Come here, old boy. Come here,
Catch
Blue.
Him there, Abner, and we'll have him show us the way out
yeah,
of here.
Yeah, if I can. Come here, Blue. Come here, boy.
Well,
come
grab
on,
him there.
On.
Grab him. He's back in the way.
Yeah, I've got him, Lum. I got him.
Wait a minute, Abner. Put that thing down, you crazy idiot. That ain't Blue. That's a wildcat. Turn him